In today's news wrap of the day, we at Money Control bring you the top four newsmakers so far. Let's get started. To begin with, Apple Incorporated's sale in India hit a new high of almost $6 billion in the year through March. Highlighting the market's increasing importance for the iPhone maker as CEO Tim Cook arrives in the country to open its first local stores in Delhi and Mumbai. Cook is set to inaugurate the stores this week, seeking to accelerate growth in a country of 1.4 billion where the company's smartphones and computers have never held more than a minuscule market share due to their high cost. Now, Money Control also reported that Apple's revenue in India grew by nearly 50% from 4.1 billion a year earlier. Apple is scheduled to post quarterly earnings on May 4 and has signaled it expects total global revenue to decline. In another news, Morgan Stanley has said that the stress in the banking systems in the US and Europe has made the case for Asia's outperformance even more compelling amid tailwinds like China's reopening and health growth metrics in India. The financial services major believes supply-side reforms are enabling India to gain market share in global goods and services exports, thus catalyzing employment and investment. To know more about what experts and analysts are saying on the global banking turmoil, stay tuned to this space. On the market front, Infosys remained in the limelight as the share price plunged nearly 12% in the early trade today after the IT giant disappointed investors with their March quarter earnings last week. Now, while the results have been an indication of the recession fear brewing up in developed markets, especially in the US and Europe, analysts expect the stock to see pain in the short term as well. For all your market updates, stay tuned to Money Control and don't forget to download the Money Control app. India's wholesale inflation was another newsmaker of the day as it cooled further in March to 1.3%, according to data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The latest wholesale price index inflation figure is the lowest in 29 months. Like retail inflation, wholesale inflation fell sharply in March thanks to a favorable base effect. But the overall price momentum was negligible as the all commodity index of the WPI was unchanged in March from February. That's all from us in today's news wrap. Stay tuned for more.